I feel compelled to say a few things here before I read the Christmas story. In keeping with the theme of this morning, and that would be that beautiful star of Bethlehem. When we sing that it shine on, we're certainly praying and asking the Lord to send His gospel forth, to continue to shine on. The Bible says that we are to let our good works be seen by men so they may glorify our Father in heaven. And the way the Lord lives on, and not lives on, but the way He continues to impact people now is through His church, through people like us. And indeed, that ties in with Lottie Moon and other cooperation to send missionaries around the world. But each of us, each of you are missionaries, wherever your home is, wherever you live, wherever you work, wherever you play. We are to let God's light shine through us so that other people may indeed come to know Him, as hopefully each of us has. Today I'll be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, and you can listen to the Christmas story as we go. The Bible says, "In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the fields keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord showed around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up these things, pondering them in her heart, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them." The reason that this Christmas story is so important, the reason we even celebrate Christmas to begin with, is because of what happens at the end of Jesus' earthly ministry. And that is, we know He lives a perfect life, without sin, a life that you and I could not live. And then He laid down His life to pay for the sin that we had committed. It was the innocent for the guilty. It was an exchange that God took the life of His Son Jesus, who owed no debt, to pay for the debt that we owed, the sin debt that we owed. The Bible says that Jesus was crucified. He paid the price that we owe. He was laid in a tomb. And on the third day, He rose again, proving that everything that He said, everything that He did, was true. Proving indeed that He was God in flesh. Proving indeed that He's won the victory over sin, death, and hell. The Bible says that He was with His disciples and those who believed Him for many days. And then He ascended into heaven, and He sends us forth to share that message with others. The Bible also says that anyone who confesses their sin to God and believes that Jesus paid for their penalty, God forgives their sins. He doesn't forgive their sins because they're good. He doesn't forgive their sins because they've done right things. He doesn't forgive their sins because they can be good later. He doesn't forgive their sins because they grew up in the right religious tradition. He doesn't forgive their sins because they're any of that. He forgives their sins because they declare themselves guilty and that they need His sacrifice, Jesus. That's the sole basis of it. The Bible says God gives us that forgiveness, and you live in that forgiveness from evermore, forevermore. That's the gospel. That's why this story from Luke, that's why this is important. This is where it really starts from Jesus' earthly ministry perspective.